Friends, long before Christ was born, the remnant of the Israelites in Judah and Jerusalem were occupied by several nations. The Babylonians ended the kingdom ruled by the house of David and forced the population into captivity for 70 years. Hearing prophecies of the Messiah coming to bless all nations, the Persians returned a remnant to build the city and the temple under Persian rule. Greek and Roman occupation followed. God's promise to King David of the Messiah, who comes from his line to establish an everlasting kingdom, was wrongly interpreted by most Jews. Thus, under Roman occupation, several liberation attempts were decisively crushed. Friends, the Old Testament prophets' detailed predictions were meticulously fulfilled by Jesus' miraculous birth and his extraordinary life and ministry. At first, his miraculous powers made many see him as the promised Messiah King descending from King David's line. They enthusiastically followed him, expecting him to finally liberate them from foreign occupation and re-establish for them a mighty Jewish ethnic kingdom. Quickly, they turned against his teaching about the heavenly nature of his kingdom of peace, which embraces all peoples and races. The fourth chapter of the New Testament book of Luke says, "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and a report about him went out through all the surrounding country, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath, and he stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of the sight to the blind, and set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.' And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, 'Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing.' And all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And they said, 'Is not this Joseph's son?'" Friends, Jesus straightforwardly applied to himself Isaiah's prophecy about the divine Messiah. This amazed and impressed his hometown of Nazareth, who knew him well as the son of Joseph the carpenter. Yet not long afterwards, they rejected him. They even tried to push him over a cliff after he reminded them of Old Testament scriptures, which recorded God's miraculous care for believing Gentiles, such as Naaman, the Syrian leper, and also the widow from Sidon. Isaiah's prophecy, which Jesus applied to himself, was abundantly clear. The ministry of the promised Messiah was not about re-establishing an earthly ethnic nation. Rather, it was about caring for the poor, the oppressed, and downtrodden. Jesus the Messiah came to deal with the impact of human depravity, which is manifested in physical and spiritual sufferings. The 9th chapter of the book of Matthew tells us, "And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd." Later, Jesus made clear the saving nature of his earthly mission, saying, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Friends, despite this, those who arrested, humiliated Jesus and brought him before Pilate falsely accused him of proclaiming to be king to stir up rebellion against Roman occupation. Responding to Pilate's question about it, Jesus announced, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from this world." Friends, indeed, physically descending from King David, Jesus came to fulfill the divine promise of an everlasting spiritual kingdom. This kingdom has no borders on earth. It is the kingdom of peace, ruled by the Prince of Peace. He is the only sinless one who could fulfill the promise made to Abraham to bless all families of the earth by taking the punishment for sin and rising to become the new Adam. It is not about religion or ethnicity. It is about God's love gift of a new creation, a new humanity of all nations and races, established by the self-giving divine Messiah who came to give his life to redeem them. His is a universal holy nation, a kingdom of self-giving love and peace, gathered from among all peoples. Hallelujah.